Murder in Miami is a production of iHeartRadio.
Miami had become the murder capital of the United States.
Every day, somebody was getting shot, murdered, robbed. I would categorize it as the Wild Wild West.
Because anybody that crossed the cartels in any way, they just killed everybody that was home.
In 1980, Phil Stanford dove into Miami's shadowy, sinister side, just as cocaine was captivating and corrupting the city.
Down at the end of the bar, there's this guy, hands me his card, says, Clay Williams, Intercept, Detective Agency.
Setting Stanford on an unbelievably surreal path.
And I call the number on it. Secretary answers. She says, I'm sorry, we don't have a Clay Williams here.
Did he ever turn up?
Oh, yeah. About 2 weeks later, they found his body in the Everglades.
And that's how you got rid of people. You dumped them in the Everglades with the alligators.
A path filled with temptation.
As we say in the South, money talks and bullshit walks. They were making millions of dollars.
Yeah. No matter what I did, I got paid very well. I thought it was a great job.
And riddled with violence.
She was found beaten and stuffed in the trunk of her Mercedes. I thought, my God. I knew that I had to get out of there as fast as I could. I was scared for my life.
A world orbiting around a mysterious and controversial man.
This dashing drug pilot by the name of Lamar Chester.
And Lamar Chester, he never ran anything but grass until I turned over that load of coke to him on the island.
You offered Lamar $1 million to land at his island.
Right.
Chester would claim he did it all for the CIA.
Pulling many into a sprawling federal investigation linked to the highest levels of corruption and betrayal.
And did he tell you who he was running the guns for?
Well, it was obvious. The CIA was running that show.
So Clay wasn't the only person who was murdered?
Oh, no, not by a long shot.
I'm Lauren Bright Pacheco. Join me for Murder in Miami.
I talk about like walking into the devil's den. My God.
Listen to Murder in Miami, launching this January 19th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get the stories that matter to you.
Turn off your tape recorder.